Now in chapter 16, we back up just a little because we're told now in the 17th year of Pekah, he reigned 20 years before he was murdered. This was in his 17th year. The son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Now Ahaz, as we've indicated, was not a good king, a bad king. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. He didn't do what was right, which actually means he did wrong. Verse 3, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and they were bad. Yea, and he made his son to pass through the fire according to the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. Now he did a very terrible thing, which was the offering of children to God. That is, to a pagan heathen god. Generally it was to Marduk or to Baal. And it was about as low as you could go spiritually. And this was the thing that Ahaz turned to. We are told that he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. In other words, he went the whole route into idolatry and pagan and heathen worship. Now we find that while he was king, Pekah came up against him. And what happened was this, and Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. Now, Isaiah has an extended section on this. In fact, if you go over to the prophecy of Isaiah, which we'll not take time to do today, but we find out that in Isaiah, the 7th chapter through the 10th, and this is a very important section. You have in it the mention of the virgin birth of Christ, and you have in it also the mention of the fact that there is coming one whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, and so on. So Isaiah's prophesying at this time to this man, Ahaz, who will not listen to God. He is trying to get help from down in the land of Egypt, and very frankly, he wasn't doing very well down there. And so Isaiah challenged him to trust God. And Ahaz then made an appeal to Assyria for help. And the Assyrians, they take Damascus. The fact of the matter is, that actually was not good at all, because it opened up the door for the Assyrians to come down, and they ultimately took the northern kingdom into captivity. Now we read in verse 5, then Rezin, king of Syria, Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. God had given the prophecy that he'd not be overcome. And at that time, I'm reading verse 6, now Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. That is, up to the time that 2 Kings was written. Now, this is the first time that the word Jew is mentioned in the Bible. And it'll be mentioned, of course, quite a few times after this. But Israel now gets the term Jew. And I want to call particular attention to this because of the fact that there are those today who are actually anti-Semitic, and they talk about the fact that that name applied only to Judah. Well, it's quite interesting. The first time it's used, it applies to those that are up in the north, up on the border of Syria, actually. So that I think that that will not hold water at all. All 12 tribes were given that name.